This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. One tactic for getting kids excited about STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and math subjects, is to encourage them to get their hands dirty, doing experiments, making things, and then showing their work off at science fairs. Building robotic vehicles has been especially successful, but a bigger draw for boys than for girls. Today's Good Gig guest works to encourage girls in the computer science and math areas for a company called Science Buddies. Science Buddies gives kids ideas and guidance for science fair projects that deviate from the well-trod robotics and erupting volcano paths. Howard Eglestein, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Virginia.
Well, Howard, we first learned about you as one of the collaborators on the Luminous Firefly dress. So I'm having trouble figuring out what you are, an inventor, engineer, designer, scientist?
I like to think that I'm a recovering toy designer. I started doing electronic toys back in the 80s, back in the days of the Coleco Cabbage Patch Kids, if anybody remembers them. And I did a bunch of work at the group, which is now known as the MIT Media Lab.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a background of creating things out of nothing, taking odd scraps and turning them into something fun, and trying to bring life into things that didn't have life in the first place.
How's the recovery going?
I really want to do toys again. I really want to. It's not working well.
So you have translated this into making projects or helping to create projects for Science Buddies. Tell us what Science Buddies actually does.
Science Buddies is a website of ideas and a gentle push for kids that probably wouldn't be science kids, probably are not the kids that would join a robotics competition, for example, because they're just not engineering science kids. They have interests. They don't really know where to go. Perhaps they don't have a mom or dad or an older brother or sister at the house who knows anything about this stuff. And they want to do something great for a science fair, but they just don't know where to start.
Okay, so what kind of projects might one find on a Science Buddies site?
Well, we have something over 1,000 of them, and they cover genetics and botany, chemistry, physics. They started doing some things with robotics and electrical engineering and found that the kind of stale projects that the vehicles, they just weren't appealing to half of the audience. I mean, the girls are really interested in this stuff, but they just don't want to build vehicles.
So what in particular are they more interested in, girls in general?
They generally like art and music. If you can make a robot that plays music or a robot that draws art, that's a much bigger draw for a girl than it is for the boys.
So what kind of things have you designed specifically for girls?
Specifically for girls, I would say the most recent one would be trying to educate the kids on what RFID is, which is radio frequency identification. We see it all the time in department stores. They put on special tags that keep you from leaving the store.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also used for other things. We put it in credit cards now, so you can just wave the credit card at a machine and it reads. But that's not a very accessible technology for kids. They can't play with that stuff. But there are hobbyist versions of that. And so what I did was I used the hobbyist version of an RFID reader, which you can buy just over the web, and you connect it up to your computer and you use it to control sound clips, and then you can make a musical instrument out of it.
Okay, so you used it for handbells. Let's hear just a sample of that. So that's Mary Had a Little Lamb played on the handbells. And how are the RFID tags used?
Well, I don't know if those were the original bells or if those were the recordings, because mm-hmm. you can't really tell. But the idea is that once the computer sees that the RFID tag has been identified, it can then use that information however it wants. So in this particular case, it wants to play a sound, and it knows which sound to play because it identified which tag was placed in front of the reader.
Handbells may have limited appeal for kids, though, so you made some alterations.
Right. So there's a couple of ways you can alter a project like that to make it more fascinating for kids. One is that you can make it a different shape. And I've been talking with one student who's making a stringed instrument that you trigger with RFID tags. And I cannot wait to see pictures because I'm having trouble understanding what he's up to. But the other way of looking at it is it doesn't have to sound like a bell.
Okay, so we've got some examples of your alterations, let's say, to this RFID controlled instrument. Let's first hear this.
Mm-hmm.
cows.
Cows, yes. Cows are funny. And so what happened was that we wanted to come up with other things that the bells could sound like. Or if you're going to turn it into some other shape, it might not be appropriate to sound like a bell anyway.
Hmm.
But we also know that the students aren't going to have access to, you know, sound equipment like you guys have here or that I have at home. So we also needed to provide the sounds in a sort of pre-made way that the kids could use easily.
I wonder for you, Howard, when you're sort of envisioning, I guess you have to look through a child's brain to think about things that they'd be interested in. How does that work for you?
Well, as I said, I'm a recovering toy designer. So it's not that difficult to sort of imagine what might be fun for a kid, what would be a challenge. One of the things that we do is we make sure that we push them in the right direction and we push them far enough to get them excited to want to finish the journey, but we don't want to do it for them.
Now, I'm glad you said that because I looked at Science Buddies and I thought, well, aren't kids supposed to come up with their own science project ideas? This is sort of like presenting them with the ideas.
Some of ours are very hand-holding. And some of them are not. And I tend to make mine for the 9th through 12th grade group, and I try not to handhold too much.
How do you know what happens with these projects? Do they come back and circle around to you and tell you what they've done?
Sometimes. In order to make these sounds available, I also put together a site where I collect the sounds separately so additional sounds are available. It's called anoctaveofcows.org, and people that want to play with it are welcome to investigate, and I'm always looking for new octaves of sounds. And one of the students went through that site, found the contact information. I've been discussing his projects separately. And he's the one that wants to make a stringed instrument synthesizer out of the RFID tags.
I wonder what you made when you were a kid for science fair projects.
Actually, our school didn't have science fairs. And I think that's one of the reasons why I find this position so appealing, because it does encourage you to, you know, step away from whatever it is that you did. And I was actually a music kid growing up. And get involved in playing with things that you wouldn't otherwise play with.
Well, Howard Eglostein, thank you so much for talking about your gig.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Howard Eglostein is actually principal engineer at Yankee Scientific, but he's also a developer for Science Buddies. You can find more on our conversation, including the link to Science Buddies and anoctaveofcows.org. Thanks so much for listening today. If you do like what you heard, there is much more at wordofmouthradio.org. And as we continue our series on good gigs, we would love to hear from you. Do you have a dream job? Or do you know somebody with an unusually awesome gig? If so, shoot us an email. Our email address is wordofmouth@nhpr.org. That's wordofmouth@nhpr.org. And put good gig in the subject line. I'm Virginia Prescott. Join us for more Word of Mouth tomorrow at 2, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.